Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the regularly scheduled Committee of the Whole meeting of the Geneva City Council. Call to order the meeting. My name is Alderman Brown from the First Ward, and it's my privilege to chair the meeting tonight. So let the recording secretary note that we are all here tonight except Alderman Maladra, and I think it would be appropriate to acknowledge that Alderman Maladra lost his father this weekend. The condolences of the council certainly go out to him and his family, and I think we can spend a minute thinking about that. Thank you. We hope the family is doing well at this point and recovering from their loss. To move on to the agenda, item number two is the consent agenda, which consists of the minutes. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Alderman Marks, seconded by Alderman Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Please record unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to item number four, items of business. Item 4A is to recommend approval of the request for the use of two parking spots for hearing screening van at 3rd and James Streets on July 19th, 2012. This request comes from the Geneva Lions Club. May I have a motion?
Second.
I have a motion from Alderman Cummins and a second from Alderwoman Vogelsberg.
Mouthful.
Alderman Vogelsberg. Thank you. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Please record unanimous. Thank you. Alderman, item number 4B, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of bid award and purchase of primary cable. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion from Alderman Flanagan and a second from Alderman Hill. Is there any discussion of this item? We have Mr. Buffington present, if there is tonight. Hearing no discussion, I call the vote. Please say aye.
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 Against? Opposed? None. Please record unanimous. Thank you, Mike. Item number 4C, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of permanent and temporary easements to the County of Kane for pedestrian bicycle underpass beneath Randall Road. May I have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion from Alderman Marks and a second from Alderman Cummins. Is there any discussion of this item?
Quick question. Where is that going? Does it connect South Street to...
We have the city engineer, Mr. Dan Dinge, is here tonight, and I'm sure he can clarify.
It's going to run if on the east side of Rainer Road, South Street extended at dead end. It's going to come off of there, go under the Rainer Road in a tunnel. Then it'll curve north up to the west leg of Kesslinger and Randall, and it'll cross and join into the Delmore Trail that's there.
So basically, it connects South Street to Kesslinger.
Kesslinger, right.
So you goes through the existing underpass.
No.
It will be a new tunnel. There will be a new hole drilled through the
new tunnel under Randall Road, just south of Caneville, Kesslinger.
Just north of the train tracks?
Just north, yeah. Okay. Pretty much about halfway between the tracks and Caneville.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Alderman Singer?
Thank you, sir. When do they anticipate the construction to begin?
My understanding is right now they're going through design, and then next spring they would start construction.
Oh, next spring.
And we need an easement to grant them an easement for?
They are where our well six is, which is right at the southeast corner of Randall and Caneville. Down at the very south edge of the property, they're coming off of the South Street Road itself and going into the tunnel. So we're giving them a permanent construction easement for that.
Thank you. Any further questions? Alderman Hill?
Will there be repainted bike lane signs on South Street and along this whole area there? So I know that some of them are there, some of them are worn down.
Right. They're going to put new signage up at Geary and South, you know, that area,
yes,
directing people to head that there's a tunnel under, you know, a crossing under Randall Road.
Okay.
On both sides, both on Kesslinger and in that Caneville, South Geary location, directing people there.
Yeah.
We're going to work with them on the signage. They got a plan right now that they're working on.
So But there'll be lanes designated on the roads then?
Right now, the road isn't as wide. On existing South Street, yeah, where we have the lanes, it's wider. This section west of there isn't that wide.
Yeah.
But so I don't think we're going to mark it laned. Okay. But there's not that much traffic on it either.
There's none.
So we'll have signage directing them down to that area.
Great. Thank you very much.
Alderman Flanagan?
Actually, it's not a question. I just wanted to say that I'm happy to see that this finally has gone through. Mm-hmm. Because it's been on the drawing board for, God, I don't know how many years. So,
time.
Yes, it has been. So I'm really, really excited to see that this finally, you know, come about. Thank you.
Alderman Singer?
Thank you. Danny, will it be pedestrian friendly?
Yes.
Good. Yep. Thank you, sir.
No further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Board unanimous, please. Thank you. Item 4D, thank you, Mr. Dinges. Item 4D, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of reciprocal cross-access easement and vehicular parking easement agreements with the Geneva History Center for the Campbell Street parking lot. And again, Mr. Dinges is here.
Second.
We have a motion by Alderman Dantino and a second by Alderman Flanagan. Are there any questions from the council?
I have a question.
Actually,
yeah.
Yes.
It says... the other parties aren't working with the city. Who would that be, and how far are they away from doing that?
If you look at the last page that has the exhibit that shows the preliminary site plan. I don't know what page it is on yours. On that agenda item. Sorry.
Sure. I see it.
There's a site plan, and you can see the Third Street. Kind of right in the middle, there's a gray rectangle, that's the History Center, and the parking behind it is what we're talking about tonight. The area north of that, going to James Street, is owned by King Luke LLC, and we're talking to them about the possibility of building that north piece. At this point, we haven't been able to achieve that. And then the other piece that is not on here is the alley just south of the History Center going out to Third Street. We are currently working with the property owner to the south, Mike Simon, on the potential for redeveloping that into a pedestrian-only access.
Maybe you're having some difficult times with these two owners, but wouldn't it be cheaper if we did it all once?
Yes, that's why we're continuing. Well, as of today, I got a return call by the attorney for King Luke, so we're looking to see if they are interested or not. We're going to give them a date, sir. We haven't put out the bid or anything like that. This is just for the agreement. We were hoping to bring all the agreements at the same time, but at some point we need to build the lot. So since we hadn't heard from them, we were moving forward without it. If they show interest when we're able to hook up, then we definitely include it as part of the construction project. It's going to be part of the construction project anyway, as a phase two, if it doesn't get built now.
If the council approves this tonight, might that add some impetus to these people deciding whether or not they want to be part? I would hope it would.
I would hope.
We would progress just with this section that we're approving tonight. Is that correct?
Correct. From the History Center south to Campbell, because the city owns the other piece. So.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add, we were hopeful. We've been working with these property owners since last year, and we missed last year's construction season. So the reason that we moved it forward, because if we don't move it forward now, we would be missing a second construction season. But we continue to try to work with them to get them involved in the project as well.
So. Any further questions from the council? Is anyone in the audience interested in this particular parking lot, other than hoping it goes forward like most residents in town? We'll have the question now then. All in favor, please say aye.
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 No opposed. Please record unanimous. Thank you. Item 4E, recommend draft resolution offering formal support to the Fabian Utilization Concept Plan as presented. We have a motion from Alderman Hill and a second from Alderman Cummings. Now, I believe there are people in the audience who would like to comment on this, but first I'll ask for comments from the council. I believe first we should have Ellen from the city staff would like to make a clarification that has not appeared in the published agenda that appeared on the city's website this morning.
Good evening, everyone. As I had written in the...
Excuse me, I forgot to introduce you. You can introduce yourself.
I'm Ellen DeVito, Director of Economic Development for the city.
Thank you, Ellen.
As I had written in the agenda packet item, which I had written last Wednesday, what we're asking for is for the mayor to have authority to make comments tomorrow at the subcommittee meeting. And I had drafted a letter as such, which also includes comments from city staff. And this is a concept plan, and as such has been a moving target with a lot of changes. And today I had the opportunity to talk to Mike Donahue, our county board member who represents Geneva and also happens to chair this subcommittee. And I learned that he indeed does intend for tomorrow to be a working session, and that the whole intent of tomorrow's meeting is to make further revisions to the plan, including taking some of the elements out of the woods. And that's a strange phrase to use, coming out of the woods, but there have been two components of the concept plan that have been proven to be lightning rods for discussion. One is a Ravinia-type music venue, and the other is a mountain bike competition venue. And Mike told me today that they intend to move both of them east. In terms of what would be in the woods, he, as a planner, feels he has to go forward most everything he does with a bike path connection. And so he does intend to ask the committee to include a connection from the Fox River Bike Trail through the woods, a single path of sort, that would bring you from the Fox River Trail to the Settlers Hill Recreation Area, the new Settlers Hill Recreation Area being planned, but that the other two elements can be brought out of the woods. They're also going to be discussing one of the road, the internal roads, and they can bring that south out of the woods some. And he said the main reason tomorrow, the main element on the meeting tomorrow is going to be a further discussion of the golf course. The golf course, as you know, is 20 years old, and it was built on a landfill, and it's settling. And Chris Lannert, while he may have done this one plan, the Forest Preserve District had previously hired another planner who was doing the golf work design, and the mayor is nodding his head because he's been on the committee. They're still working on the revisions to the golf course. They need to do some settling, and they need to bring some fill in and raise things around and just generally make repairs to it. The plan also included expansion with a driving range and an executive golf course with a teaching component. So tomorrow is a working plan. So I wanted to let you know about that. And then I wanted to clarify, too, the position by the Economic Development Commission. The commission at their meeting did not discuss every element of the plan. And so when I had written the memo last Wednesday, I said generally they supported the whole plan. And I wanted to clarify that they definitely support the redevelopment. They had focused mainly, however, on the music venue because they believe it's the premier economic development component that will bring people downtown and help our downtown. They think folks coming to a music session are more likely to come dine and shop as well on their trip to Geneva. And at their meeting, they also had discussed what they felt a need to remove it out of the woods. So I just wanted to be clear, they did not say everything in the plan because they didn't discuss everything in the plan. And they focused mainly on what they thought was the best element was a music venue somewhere in the plan. And therefore, the draft letter I had put in your packet, I removed the sentence saying the chamber and the EDC passed resolutions, because as I thought about it, I thought we shouldn't put in there what others had said, that the letter that goes should just be from this body, from the city council. So that's the only difference in the draft letter. The last sentence in the second paragraph was removed, so a revised letter is on your desk tonight with that one sentence removed. And then the bullet points that are written below come from discussion with each of the city departments and their input to ask for those elements to be added to the plan. Okay.
Does the committee have any questions for Ms. DeVito? Yes, Alderman Gilbert.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but where does is Batavia taking a similar action this month? Or St. Charles on.
I don't know the answer to that. The reason I brought it forth was because the EDC felt strongly that this was a positive project for Geneva, and that if the commission felt so, the council felt so, we should do the same. So the mayor's shaking his head. He doesn't.
They are not, that I'm aware of. Obviously, they have representation on that task force,
right,
but they are not presenting a letter of sorts, if you will, from any economic development entity within their communities. So they've been very supportive of the fact that Geneva leads the effort, if you will, since it does fall within our jurisdiction. And they're generally supportive of the concept plan, including those revisions.
Don't you feel as though, from a public relations aspect, that it would be beneficial if all three cities would take action, a similar action to what we're taking potentially this evening, and that that might help in moving the process along, showing that really the Tri-Cities is supportive of it?
Well, again, the city's action is promulgated on the Economic Development Commission's desire to see complementary benefit. St. Charles and Batavia's position through their representatives on the task force has always been, and they've stated publicly, that since this land falls within Geneva's planning jurisdiction, we will follow Geneva's lead, pure and simple. And that's been a public statement since the get-go by both Mayor Schilke, Mayor DeWitt, their county board representatives, and others. So I'm confident that we have the support of St. Charles and Batavia. I'm confident that they, too, have received, as I have, the nearly 800 emails concerning the Forest Preserve, Fabian Forest Preserve in particular, the mountain biking. I think perhaps more, most of you have as well. Even some from London and New Zealand, which have been really exciting. So, but that's the beauty of a concept plan. The idea is to put out big ideas, and obviously some of those ideas weren't met with great celebration. Therefore, the revisions are going to be recommended, and I think wholeheartedly and unanimously supported.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a couple of questions, Ms. DeVita, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First point is, you mentioned connecting the bike path along the river. There is a connection currently. From the bike path along the river up along Fabian to the both the jail site and the landfill site. I've ridden it many times on my bicycle, go straight up the north side of Fabian Parkway. Very nice bike path, as a matter of fact. So they would be suggesting a second connection. It's not obvious to me it's needed, but that's for others to decide. Second point I have, you mentioned that the Economic Development Commission had not really examined the plan in detail. Do you know if the chamber actually examined the detail or just gave an economic development statement?
The chamber had sent out information to their members asking those that support it to send letters to the county board if they believed in that same sentiment. And someone on the EDC noticed that it didn't mention the music venue. So I had asked Gene Gaines, did the chamber's review of it include support for the music venue? Because that was the most important element of the EDC. That's why it was raised in their consciousness. And Gene wrote back that their support was for everything that they had. And I was not there. Sam, you were there.
Yeah.
It was a unanimous support of the board of directors, of which I'm an ex officio member of the Chamber of Commerce. And all of us have been asked to send individual letters to all of the county board members. Those are the people who are going to make up the final decision. People who don't live within 5 miles of this property. So we've got to make sure we can continue to add some influence to those voters of that county board that will make that final decision. And I had a question, if I may, Mr. Chairman, from Ellen. On the music venue, is that going to be outdoor venue only, or at the start, or is it like Ravinia, perhaps? Is that what the intention is?
Well, I think I'll learn more tomorrow at the committee meeting, which I'll also attend. The original plan showed an outdoor venue, and what they did merely was take the footprint, an aerial footprint of Ravinia, and plop it down. and even at that committee meeting where that was first unveiled, I said, you sure you want the parking over there? Maybe the parking should be on the east side and you do an internal road. They were listening to comments from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And David DeGroote and I were at that one particular meeting to represent the city. So they never, ever had it etched in stone, but they took the Ravinia footprint to show what square footage it could take up.
But parking for the music venue could be located
I think it could somewhere, be anywhere in the site.
Anywhere in the property.
I think that they'll talk more about that tomorrow, don't you, Mayor?
Significantly, particularly with respect to potential shared use at the facilities that already exist.
Sure, there should be.
With the baseball stadium, right.
Exactly.
Surely. Very good. Thank you very much, Alan.
Sure.
Very good.
I did have a third question, Mr. Vita.
Sure.
One of the items here talks about the Old Kirkuk intersection. And it says at the end, we request that the intersection be granted full access, bracket, signalization notwithstanding, bracket. I'm not quite sure I understand what signalization notwithstanding means.
So. As we've gone through the Southeast Master Plan, when we met with the county, they had indicated they really don't like that road cut and they'd like to see it go away one day. And our fire department would like to see full access. It doesn't have to be signalized, but they just want another way to get in to service the folks that live on Old Kirk.
Yes, so. I certainly would be personally, my own personal opinion, against another signal there. There's just too many signals appearing on Randall and Kirk as a matter of principle. We don't want any more.
The residents themselves, when the mayor and I met with all the residents of Old Kirk, that was one of their sentiments. They really want to see that intersection open.
Yes, I can understand.
Want two points in.
They want two ways to access Old Kirk, right? Cherry Lane and Old Kirk, right?
Correct.
If there's nothing further from the council, I'll open it up for the audience. First, Alderman Kilburn.
Just on the positioning of the music venue, if you've been to Ravinia, you know that one of the big benefits is the fact that Metra is so accessible to it. I mean, you step off the train, you're there. Plus, they've got parking right across the tracks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you carry your cooler or whatever in, it's probably about 100 yards, and you're all set up and ready to go. I'm just thinking that, you know, where you position the music venue really is going to have a, you know, if you eliminate the potential for foot traffic to the venue, I think it's going to impact the economic development piece that the commission is referencing there, because I think the big benefit is if you can get them to ride a train into Geneva and then walk to the venue. And, you know, I just, my opinion is that if it was on the west end of the site, Settlers Hill, it would be better than on the east end, although you'd have the parking and there's going to be some savings because of the duplicity of it with the ballpark and everything else on the east side. But I just think that unless you can talk Metro into creating a stop somewhere.
I've had a few discussions along those lines if you'd like to hear.
At Kirk, okay. I think that it's going to impact the success of the music venue to some degree, especially as it relates to our businesses.
In regards to Metra, about 3 years ago, I had contacted West Chicago to see if they wanted to apply jointly for a planning grant with us to get a Metra line up at Kirk, basically, with the relocation of the Kirk Couts Bridge. And at that point, lo and behold, our surprise, we learned that Metra had done a study to see if another station was warranted. And at that point, it only met 3 out of the 5 criteria. They did not feel there was enough reverse commuters to hold enough tickets. As we looked at the Southeast Master Plan, we also tried to cite it again. I still hold hopes that we'll have one day. It's not looking good for Metro's viewpoint right now, is all I can tell you. We recently contacted Metro with the Wilco concert that's gonna go happen at Cougars, and I was able to hook up Curtis Hoag, the manager of the Cougars, with their marketing folks, and they were going to try and do some shuttles at least. They said that if they knew enough in advance and they could work it into the ticket, they would sell tickets in conjunction with the event. So you would buy your concert ticket and your train ticket at the same time, and then that way they would know how many folks to expect. So we've opened the dialogue on it. So.
Thank you.
I think I'll open it up now. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to address this particular item? Please come up, Mr. Mann. Name, address, Social Security number.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Eagle Scout. 52.
Well, heck.
I actually got here before Alderman Hill. So I just wanted you to know that he's a youngster as far as I'm concerned.
In what regard, sir?
Eagle Scout?
Well, I heard you, no, the other day I heard you get up and say that you got here about the time the Pure Oil building was built or something.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Well, I got here
about that time.
Before the Pure Oil building. I watched it get built.
Oh, you know? Good for you. I watched from Michigan.
My name is Bob Mann. I live at 803 Hawthorne Lane, Geneva. I've lived here for 20 years. I lived in St. Charles for, before that, since 1943. My father was born in Geneva in 1904, and so we have a lot of roots around here.
You're certainly welcome to speak to us.
Thank you. And I have to say, and I think it's probably redundant, I don't want to take any more of your time, but I have trekked every foot of the Fabian Forest Preserve at one time or another. I have camped over there. I have taken Boy Scout troops over there. I've taken kids, random kids over there to see the woods. There are areas in there that are really wonderful areas to look for fossils, to look for different kinds of stones. I don't know, many of you know the geological history of how that came to be with the big lake that was over there by where Fermilab is, and the dam broke and washed everything over there 10,000 years ago. But, and I also remember when the county farm was over there, the Poor Farm. And I actually had relatives in the Poor Farm, so as a little kid, I would go over there and hold their hands up. So I just want to make sure that the position that, I want to advocate for the position that we leave that forest preserve alone. In any concept, any planning, anything else, do what you will with the jail site, do what you will with the landfill. In fact, you know, that's a good venue. But I think it would be a tragic mistake to in any way interfere with or alter that existing forest preserve. And I just wanted to make that point clear. And I know that I'm here on behalf of a lot of other people in the city. So thank you.
I can attest to that with some phone calls I got. Thank you, Mr. Mann. Anyone else? Ms. Savanda? Yes, please.
I know. Okay.
We do need your names.
Yeah, Liz Safanda, 1013 Dunston Road. It is the second largest old oak grove existing in Kane County. And we in Geneva benefit from that because we're so close. We can walk with our dogs over there. We can go on hikes easily and bird watching. But I think there are many fine aspects to this concept plan. I think the competitive track events that could happen there would be wonderful. I think the music venue on the eastern side would be wonderful. I just know from many, many people that the woods are cherished. And I think we can protect them and go forward with the other parts of the plan. So thanks for your consideration.
Thank you. I actually know from displays that used to be on display at Fermilab that those woods are what remains of the Grand Bois, which was a huge woods that extended from Aurora up to Elgin when the first French-Canadian explorers came through this area. And they called it the Grand Bois, the large woods, and it was simply beautiful, supposedly, and the ancestral home of the local tribes. Are there any further comments from the council?
When and where is that meeting tomorrow?
Mayor?
The meeting begins immediately following the Kane County Board meeting. It's anticipated a 10:45 start. It's in Building A in the board meeting room. And as a heads up, if you choose to attend, the acoustics are horrendous. Horrendous. It's brutal. It should be a well-attended session, I think.
It's a chapel.
Bring your hearing aid.
Bring my hearing aid.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Borrow them from Ron.
Yep.
Any other questions before we take the vote? No suggestions for an amendment?
I don't.
Ms. DeVita?
I'm sorry. I just reread this, and I realized I forgot to delete a second phrase. On part two, page two of the letter, in the first full bullet point, I had left in the sentence about the chamber and the EDC viewing the concept plan and liking every element. The EDC didn't consider every element. So I would suggest that phrase be removed.
What the exact phrase is?
Geneva Chamber of Commerce and Geneva Economic Development have both viewed the concept plan and like every element, including the placement of a music venue. So I would ask the commission, the council, to make your own change to that bullet point, but it needs to be changed.
We're not supporting where the music venue is, just including.
I think you should, I personally would recommend that you support a music venue.
Oh, I don't disagree with that, but we're not suggesting where.
This doesn't suggest where the letter is written. Mayor, I'll ask you maybe to lead this discussion on that bullet point.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I have a question.
Since this will be a letter going out under your name, are you okay with the amendment as suggested?
Well, I have a question. Point of order. Ellen, didn't the chamber view and record the and approve the concept plan as suggested, or am I?
I believe they did, but I did not see a written resolution.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're just better off playing it safe since this is coming from this council
right,
to remove
well, I'm
that
I'm sure
sentence.
I was there and I've seen it on my laptop.
Well, I believe the mayor will be able to carry at least the thought of the chamber to the
meeting, absolutely.
If not a letter.
Is your position, Ellen, that the word the should be changed to a?
The phrase I have problems with, the EDC liked every element because EDC didn't discuss every element. That's what's inaccurate in the sentence. They liked the plan as a whole, but didn't discuss every element. So I would really just delete, they both viewed the concept plan and like it, including the placement of a music venue, or it's up to you what you all wish to do.
Well, we either need an amendment or we need a suggestion from the mayor what he would be happy with.
Yeah, thinking on the fly, or we could defer to some wordsmithing and forward it up tomorrow morning, too, but...
Alderman Cummings, do you have a suggestion?
You know, I have one question for Bob Mann. In this letter, we reference a trail system. Is this the trail system that you and Liz and others feel should not be there? Or are you against any trail, including the one similar to Fox River Trail along the river? Are you against something like that?
If I could just address that, Liz, and perhaps you could. I agree with Alderman Brown that there is a trail link already in existence. It's a very fine trail link already there. I thought when I saw that trail link, I was thinking of a sort of a single lane, simple bike path rather than any kind of elaborately paved trail. But again, I would have to see that, but I would just be opposed to any significant alteration of the terrain in the existing forest preserve.
I think that's a better way to state it, because the concept plan includes trails that are within the landfill and the old jail property as well. There's bike trails around the landfill hill itself, and I think all of those would be wonderful.
Chance
to ride your bicycle and go up a gentle slope and still get up to the point where you can actually see on this very flat county.
Commissioner Donahue did represent to me this afternoon that he more envisioned a single trail, not a big paved, a simple trail. So I think you're right in calling that out. That might be another point for the committee to discuss.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
My point about the chamber being in favor of the master plan being proposed. They have asked the board members of the chamber and members of the chamber to email canecounty.org to approve the master plan that has been proposed.
Sam, I think she's talking about that development.
Pardon me?
Development Commission, not the chamber.
No, she's just talking about the
chamber. No, she said to eliminate the EDC, which is fine.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
But not the chamber, in my opinion.
If the chamber has separately mailed a letter, and it will be presented to our mayor tomorrow.
Okay, but we could represent.
It's not clear. We have to include it in our recommendation.
I guess it's not clear. It's not necessary, but they certainly have approved it. And I want to make that clear that the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce has asked their members to email www.countyofcane.org and approve the master plan has been proposed. So
thank you.
That's what it is.
We agree then that yes, they have, and we appreciate their support. But the question on the table is whether or not we need to mention it in our letter. Mr. Mayor, do you have a? I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor or Ms. McKittrick, who would like to speak to this?
Let's allow Mary. We were actually discussing the same thing. So,
Ms. McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to suggest in the subject paragraph that we're talking about, which starts the Geneva Chamber of Commerce, if we exclude everything down to the last two sentences and just include inclusion of a music venue is important to Geneva and is a top priority. Siting of the facility should minimize environmental and noise impacts to surrounding neighborhoods and the Fabian Forest Preserve. I think that states the city's position.
Someone like to put that on the table as an amendment?
Before you do so, I would also add, after the word Geneva, comma, and the county is a top priority. Because while it's an economic engine for Geneva, it's a benefit to the county.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is part of the leverage and part of the forward thinking on behalf of the task force. Because it will serve a greater community than just us.
I'll make a motion.
I think we have people fighting over the motion. Yeah. I will allow Alderman Vogelsberg privilege.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Fine, do it. I'll second it.
Thank you. We have an amendment on the floor put forward by Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Hill to accept the amendments to the letter as suggested by the mayor and Ms. McKittrick. Is there any further discussion of that?
We're not going to say anything about the bike trail?
That was not in the amendment as suggested. Any discussion of the amendment?
Could we just reread what the amendment?
Well, as the chair understands it, the amendment is basically to eliminate everything up until the last two sentences.
Start with inclusion.
Yes.
Okay.
And the mayor has further suggested that the word county get added. I'm sorry, I missed exactly
important
where you
important to Geneva, comma, county. And King County,
okay.
Comma, and as a, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's the amendment.
Thank you.
Further comments on the floor? I think the amendment does contain the thoughts of the people that have spoken. All in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
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 Against? Please record that as unanimous. We now revert to the original motion as made and amended. Is there any further discussion at this point? Can I call for the original motion as amended? I'll say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Please record that as unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Ms. McKittrick.
Thank you.
We move on to item 4F. We recommend the draft ordinance adopting prevailing wages in the city of Geneva, Illinois.
So moved.
Motion. No one wants to move this, but I believe under state law we have to.
So moved.
Oh, Alderman Kilbrick makes the motion.
Second.
We have a second from Alderman Marks.
Nope.
Was it? It was Alderman Singer. Okay, thank you, Alderman Singer. Is there any discussion of this? Comes up every year. We're forced to do it. I'm not sure why we do it, other than we have to by state ordinance. No discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Please record that as unanimous. Item 4G, recommend approval of Class E4 special event liquor license for Sergio's Cantina at 30 West State Street during the Swedish Days Festival, June 21st to 23rd, 3 days only, 2012. I have a motion. Motion by Alderman Cummings and second by Alderman Hill. Is there any discussion of this? I believe this is 3 days only. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And inclusive, 21, 23 inclusive. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Please record that as unanimous. We're now down to item 5, new business. Is there any new business anyone would like to bring to the attention of the people of Geneva? Hearing no new business, note that the next committee of the whole meeting is on Monday, June 25th. And I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Marks and a second from Alderman Singer. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 And now, at this point, we will be moving on to a special city council meeting. So if the audience on TV will give us a few moments to reorganize the dais here, we will move on. The mayor has suggested that I can continue as the chair. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no objection from the council, I will chair the city council meeting. I have it. I better have it before I can do it. There you go. Oh, there it is. Okay. The recording secretary says we're ready. I call to order the special meeting of the City Council of the City of Geneva. It's June 11th, 2012. We will dispense with the usual Pledge of Allegiance. Since there seems to be not many in the audience. Notice is here. I will read the notice of this special meeting. Notice is hereby given that the City Council of Geneva shall conduct a special meeting on Monday, June 11th, immediately following the regular Committee of the Whole meeting. The special meeting will be held at the City Council chambers for the purpose of reconsidering the following item. And this was item 4E on the previous agenda. It's now item 1 on this agenda. Recommend resolution 2012-62 offering formal support for the Fabian Utilization Concept Plan. And I interpret that as being the motion that was passed by the Committee of the Whole as amended. Is there any discussion? Do I have a... We have a motion from Alderman Dantino and a second from Alderman Flanagan. Is there any discussion needed on this? Yes, Alderman Singer.
Thank you. It doesn't necessitate us having to incorporate that amendment into this literature that we have?
Well, I stated that the chair assumed that it was incorporated, and I heard no objection.
Okay.
So I think I believe the motioner and the seconder believe that it is as amended.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Please record that as unanimous.
Motion to waive the fees for the meeting.
Second.
A motion to waive our fees is in order. Thank you, Alderman Dantino and Alderman Vogelsberg, for motioning and seconding. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? No. Oh, we do need a roll call. Would the recording secretary please record that we are waiving our fees?
Chuck Brown?
He's got
aye.
Don Cumming?
Aye.
Rob Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer? Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Thank you. Someday we're going to have to amend the city ordinance so that special meetings of the city council are exempt.
That's a good idea.
Save us a lot of trouble. Thank you, Mr.
Or make us more money.
Thank you, Alderman Dantino. May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Marks and a second from Alderman Singer to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye and stand up.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.